This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Do that.
It's the eyes.
Yeah. You know this dude wears eyeliner. The mic. You know what I mean? It's like they possess him. Just total Chuck E. Cheese mouth. Just. Was Butthole Mouth with Uh-Oh, Here We Go.
Uh-Oh, Here We Go.
Close. That was Dom, who's an audio engineer and recording guy based in Philadelphia, who's worked with a ton of pop punk bands. That's how he got into music. He's a day one listener and a long time watcher of the series. And the only thing he has to plug is if there are any bands that want to record or mix anything. Jake.
Fade on Shuffle, there my new go. Fucking pop punk endeavor.
You can hit him up on Instagram at Dom, M-A-G-G-I, Dom right. Maggie.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. My band Rutrow, based on Scooby-Doo, just fandom. Would
Scooby
also
Pop?
Be cool. Scooby-Doo Scooby fandom. Pop. It's called Rutrow Spaghettios, and it's just all about what all the characters on Scooby-Doo like to eat.
You know that's cool.
Velma loves a hoagie, et cetera, et cetera. That's cool. Actually, so does every show start with a theme song?
A completely unique theme song. And that one was, I guess he has a band too, 1313, formerly known as the Deftones. Or maybe, what is FFO?
Huh?
FFO, Deftones, and RATM. Like another way, like it sounds like
frankly,
those two things.
Frankly Octopi?
Rage Against the Machine? RATM?
Yes. Okay, so it says FFO, Deftones, and RATM. We're not cool enough to read this email.
Yeah.
This guy used to play for RATM?
I think it sounds like those two things.
Okay.
Is what I'm thinking.
FFO.
FFO, Deftones.
Final Fantasy Zero.
For those familiar with FFO acronym.
For real, though.
Funds from Operation. No, that doesn't know.
Oh, that's it.
Fully finished object. No, of course not.
FFO Band?
Made it up to make it. Oh, for fans of.
Oh.
For fans of.
For fuck's oak.
Did he think we would know that? I had to go forward Google search results deep just to figure it out.
Yeah, but you're very online, so you should have.
I do. Yeah. I should.
It's just what getting older is that you don't know
what the kids are talking about.
Like cool things are. Like I've been exposing my ankles with fun sneakers for at least 2 years, but I don't wear a carabiner and I wear graphic.
This
I'm
is
the
what
graphic
getting
shirt
older
guy
is.
Now.
I think this is the debut of my wrist brace on. If I were you,
wrist brace on the hand with your wedding ring.
This is tendinitis here.
Yeah.
This is what getting old.
I guess this is growing up.
And then just like sipping.
That couldn't have been. And what fucking Hoppus was thinking of.
No way he was talking about
I guess
a
this
wrist.
Is getting old and out and
well, I
out.
Guess this is gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So exciting to have the stars of Hardly Working Cookies in the room.
All together.
Wow.
Yeah. Cookies. Brownies.
Brownies.
Brownies. Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah,
see, this is the thing about getting old is you don't even remember the in-house sketch you did about a current breakup.
The
breakup
iconic.
I was going through.
The iconic sketch, Brownies.
It really was.
It's iconic.
And when you watch that again, it holds up, and it almost is almost like future thinking. It was future proof. The idea, the joke, the execution. It feels like it was something that was shot last year, but it was made.
I feel that about a lot of things that I've done. Duck Hunt Dog. Baby's Barf into a big mini pool.
Yeah.
Jackass Girls.
Yeah.
Xbox Girls punch Xbox Boys in the mouth. Yeah. It was just a real.
That was good.
Just to kind of look back. Did anybody ever haunt you and go like, I'm going to tell? You know what I mean? Like when it was like, oh, you did that? I'm gonna tweet about that. You know what I mean?
Do you get like back for you? Like,
oh, they will.
Right.
Things that I've done.
For me and Amir, I think the sheer volume of things that we've done and the cancelable stuff inside it.
It's like, I dare
There's
you.
Like, why bother?
That's like,
just look there's for just, something
there's
I'm doing
too
now.
Much.
You know what I mean?
There's too much.
I think the thing is we're not big enough to be canceled.
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah, so it's like, I want to cancel Amir. He's like, all right, who is he?
He basically doesn't work anyway.
He said gay as a derogatory 10 years ago. And
you're,
it's like, that's
you've
fine.
Self-canceled.
Yeah, he doesn't know who, nobody knows who they are, so it's fine, ultimately. But Josh, you are also, I guess, you lended your voice to a new podcast that HeadGum is releasing, Corked, which is a scripted, our first scripted podcast, which has been in the works for years. You probably recorded this years ago.
Oh my gosh, years. Before a global pandemic wiped out at least a good portion of the population.
Right. Millions dead.
Actually, technically...
what was the podcast that we did? Millions
time,
gone.
It's called Before Millions Were Gone due to
not
this,
coming back.
Vicious influenza.
Rest their souls.
Toxic mist.
Mm-hmm. Which is, by the way, not going anywhere.
Oh, no.
It's not going anywhere.
Oh, no, it's definitely not.
Okay, we'll live with it.
Did you hear everyone's wet cough when we were setting up these three... Black magic cameras with labels. Anyway, it was about wine. Because it was in a time before we all thought we'd be burned, if not coughed to death, trying to FaceTime our loved ones. And, you know, one of the things that I think was fun about it is, I don't recall one thing I did on Corked coming either 8/16 or 8/23 is I probably played someone with a weird wheeze, like someone who was but was also like wine. And maybe I don't know. Maybe a ghost?
I remember listening to the pilot of Corked and thinking it was the funniest thing that HeadGum had ever done up until that point.
Well, it was like semi-scripted by John and Giancarlo, who shot all our videos.
Yeah, shot all the Jake
and then they
videos.
Let
Credible
Josh
writers.
And a bunch of hilarious folks kind of improvise around the outline of the story.
Couldn't tell you one other cast member, maybe John Gabris.
Gabris is definitely in
Gabris
it.
Gabris is in it. Lou Wilson, Betsy Sidaro.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, and it's like loosely scripted, I think it was like inspired by, remember that podcast S-Town?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So like a guy figuring out a mystery.
Yeah, exactly.
But so inspired by S-Town. Pretty silly.
Yes.
Pretty wacky.
Yeah.
Is it good?
We're about to find out.
I only heard the pilot, and this was, it was like 6 years ago.
Yes.
Is it not 6 years?
I think it was.
Four episodes. Slowly crafted over the course of half of a decade.
I'm tempted to bring up my phone to find the date, but I'm afraid that the microwaves will
cook us all.
Taking it out of airplane
render us
mode
sterile.
Footage. You know, it'll just be a little footage lost. You know what I mean? Everything we've done so far would be like footage lost. You know what I mean? It'd be like
all this gold.
I mean, you had a HeadGum podcast yourself. This is how long HeadGum's been around.
You had
a podcast. You've
Josh's Mindhouse.
Josh's Mindhouse. So before I was canceled, one thing I used to do is just have people over to my house. This is actually kind of an interesting story. I think you guys were probably – it's not an interesting story. Just, I guess, a tidbit. A tale, if you will. An anecdote.
Random tale.
An antidote, if you will.
You somehow
knew what a Zoom recorder was, H4N. We'll figure it out. And Shore Mike, and I asked you for those tech specs, what that recommendation would be. I started interviewing people in my living room when I lived in Brooklyn, not far from Jake, literally across the street.
Yeah.
So I interviewed 10 people just solo, just as a vocation, you know. And then you guys were like, hey, you want to come do this potentially for income? And I couldn't count what I'd already done. So I was like, I did 10. Oh, I have to do 10 more and 10 different ones. And
so you did it before HeadGum?
I did it before HeadGum and was so upsetting was I had to do more. So it was like everything I did, it was like like a pilot. It was like a 10-hour pilot.
Yeah, a 10-hour test.
Yeah, because each interview was an hour.
Of course.
Well, you know why didn't we just put those ones on?
We got to go back in time and ask ourselves. 2016 was wild for us. I don't remember any of the decisions I made. Who was the biggest celebrity that you talked to on your show?
Oh.
You must have had some pretty big names.
Phoebe Robinson was my first one. Wow. And Bridget Everett was my second one.
Wow. Very cool.
Star of Somewhere. Mm. Ooh, Somebody Somewhere.
Somebody
on HBO. Shows you what I know about the celebrities and Phoebe Robinson, who now has a Freeform show that isn't corked, but it's called Everything is Trash. And and she worked at College Humor.
Yeah.
Which is a stand-up comedian. Now she's like, you know, becoming this like icon.
A bunch of our contemporaries have done a lot.
Yeah.
Not us. We sort of stayed the course.
Yep. Okay.
Didn't deviate.
Right.
Still doing the podcast thing.
Still it. Yeah.
You got to keep the recording going. and then we're also looking into developing. We have a pretty interesting outline idea.
I think we're waiting on Andy to return.
Yes.
Are we waiting
on a few people to return?
To return.
We pitched an animated show 17 months ago, and we're still waiting on feedback.
You guys find out about that pilot you cast me in some time ago? We did a television pilot. You guys find out about that? I've been waiting by the phone.
It was TBS down to True
TV.
True TV shot the pilot. Ultimately, they passed.
In the room.
Wicked!
Yeah.
So passed. Does that mean there's a likelihood that...
Well, we're going to take that copy and shop it around to different streamers.
As in the VHS.
Illegal for us to actually do that.
Yeah. They
do...
Or is it just the Zune audio file? You can take it, turn it into something of a podcast.
Like a podcast, almost.
And then I get that cash money.
Repurpose
the pilot
that.
Could be a podcast.
Or like an audiobook or something like that we can then repurpose. Through an Audible or a Spotable or an Illumination or an Illuminati. Oh. Like
Luminary Wondery.
And we could put that behind a paywall or even a free wave.
General Mills just optioned.
We could window it.
I wish.
Because a lot of these cereal companies are getting to original content. You joke about General Mills. My buddy just sold a short web series to Kellogg.
There's a Rice Krispies tale about three elves who tried to solve one of the murders in their log house.
I'm doing a gritty Captain Crunch reboot.
It's a nautical naval
right? So it's like Pirates of the Caribbean meets Dune.
So Captain Crunch was a second in command, and his captain actually killed himself.
High in the hills of Ireland is a tale of a small leprechaun trying to steal a bunch of mala, which is the drug for the elves. But no, for real. So did the show didn't get picked up.
It got canceled. Passed on. In the can.
Unceremoniously.
We didn't test well. We didn't end well.
Just wanted to get that straight answer.
They didn't, it was a no for them, dog.
Yeah.
But we're still plugging away podcast-wise, and that's why we're here, if I were you. The only advice pod on the web still hosted by us. We're going on nearly 10 years of this shit.
That's crumbelievable.
And each year is kind of...
What are the top 9 things you think you guys have learned? Just in the past 13
top
years.
Top 9?
Yeah, top 9. Just kind of, no, here, I'll hold up my fingers. Yeah. Cool.
Guest-wise, it's important to have a friend in the room.
Okay,
more so than like a big name. Like we can have the biggest celebrity in here and it won't matter as much as like having a you or a Dave Rosenberg.
Yeah. Cool. Eight
to go.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Any other things you've learned in 13 some odd years?
The power of the host red ad.
Ooh.
The mighty host red ad.
Is
superior to the programmatic ad is the host red ad.
Cool. So 7 more, anything? Just kind of off the top of the D?
No? Right. Okay. Off the top.
It's important to talk into the mic.
Yeah.
Important to talk into the mic.
Mic control. Microphone manners, they say.
You don't want to like fidget.
That's
like,
good.
The more you touch, the more like that shows up in the final edit.
In the final edit. And
I think there's at least 6 more, but I could probably top that off for you.
Sex sells.
Yeah. Sex sells.
Sex sells.
5.
So,
yeah,
sex, the cells, the cellular.
Still 5 lessons to be learned. Still 5 left by my count of 9.
And we are always learning. So those 5 lessons are actually, those are blank slates because it's only been 10 years.
And we want to keep this more up. We want to keep it up.
More to go, more to grow. Yeah.
You also want to respect people's privacy.
And time. And yeah.
And it's important to treat the audience with that respect as well.
Why? Yeah.
Why?
And reverence.
And that's okay.
This is, no, a lot of this is one thing.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of the technical difficulties.
For those listening, at home,
just watching C-SPAN.
The TV behind us just
turned onto a channel.
A channel.
Yeah.
A
television. Oh, shit, it's this your pilot.
One other thing that we learned is that
it's our pilot.
It is an airplane pilot, it is a type of pilot.
It's the airplane pilot.
That's right. We're doing these now as a video podcast as well.
Right.
So you guys can
we learned how to count a YouTube stream as a listen.
Right.
In Which order is a lesson, to in a way. Sell more host read ads.
Exactly. I might kill myself this year.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Let's drill down on that.
As a date. Let's try to get that down as a date. Actually, Josh, correct me if I'm wrong. Mm. You have a birthday coming up.
Mm.
You're a late July man, aren't
so
you?
So wrong. June 30th. So one thing that, when I turned 30, when I turned 39, I thought, most people remember.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And just turned 39 and I thought.
I knew it was a June, July situation.
All right. You're January 9th.
Wow,
and
close.
One thing.
Very close.
And Jake is August 2nd.
Wow, that's also
awesome. Very, very close.
So close.
Yeah.
Were those complete guesses? Because they were like within 10
I
days.
Knew you were Capricorn. I knew Leo. Uh-huh. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to fucking go for it. I'm a Cancerian June 30th.
You knew that because of how we act? Or just
I just found out my rising sign.
One second.
I just found out my rising
Excuse
sign.
Excuse me.
It's Scorpio.
That doesn't mean
I
anything.
I think I am too.
Really?
Hey.
What does it mean to be a Scorpio rising?
I think it means that's how you present to the world. So Scorpios are sexual, intense.
He's coming. Great.
Swing.
Swing.
That's absolutely tight.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm looking. You're a Sagittarius rising.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Those people are shrimp-dicked, kind of shriveling,
stalling. I present small penis to the world.
You have small
Snaky,
zaddy energy.
Conniving.
You have wrist-braced zaddy.
It says you have tendonitis. I don't know how they could
from
possibly
from all the Scorpio style. Excuse me.
So, Josh, you've done this show before. You Correct. Get what we're doing, which is answering people's questions, trying to get to the bottom of these very, very, very sticky situations. Do you have a cat?
I do, yeah. Ruby Tubi Badonka Doobie. Ruby for short. She's a big girl.
All right. So this is a question about a cat from a lady who we can call. Just give her a fake name to preserve her anonymity.
Scrubs Footson.
Scrubs writes, I've had a kitten for 6 months now, and I wholeheartedly regret it.
Oh.
My roommate is... This gung-ho animal activist and acts like she got a fucking Snow White connection to animals. Is that a thing? Snow White connection?
Yeah, Snow White, the animals follow her around and stuff, land on her finger, yada,
she
yada.
She takes my cat and hides him in her room, kisses him loudly and repeatedly over and over in front of me, and never stops saying his name to get his attention, even when we're all watching a movie or have a bunch of people over. She has said in the past that my cat likes her better, which is an all-around dick move. I love my cat, but I really can't stand handling this as it doesn't bother me. I really can't stand handling this as if it doesn't bother me, because it does.
Yeah.
If I could change anything, it would be the goddamn kissing. Trust me, it's gross as fuck. I can't tell her to stop kissing my cat because then I look like a crazed asshole. Is there any way for me to subtly tell her to fucking stop kissing my kitten?
Scrubs, nothing is wrong with what's going on other than the fact that you resent having a cute-ass cat. Let it be kissed. Let the kitten be kissed. And get your head checked.
So you kiss your cat.
Like, seriously, Scrubs, like, your name is fucking Scrubs Footson. It's like,
that's
first of
for
all, like,
one.
Like,
that was
number
the name
one.
You gave her.
Sorry? Excuse me. So it's like, I'm just trying to get to the point. So, like, you know, my antidote is, literally. Oh no.
Do you kiss your cat? With
yeah.
That mouth?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
I don't
everywhere.
Think she likes her Cancel roommate is the issue.
Yeah.
That's, the cat is its own thing.
The cat is out of the bag.
Do like we know where Scrubs lives? Like, would it be expensive to kick her out and kind of wait a couple
There's an
months
address.
To come out
I was able to reverse Google search her email address, and it yielded an address, 2511 Maple Lane in Indianapolis, Indiana.
So maybe, yeah, you move a little outside the city center, you can get your own place.
That's cool.
You don't have to have a roommate. Your cat would just...
remain unkissed in perpetuity.
Your cat would get a little less love. Here's an interesting thought. She said, if I say this, I sound like a crazed asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about those feelings that are in your head that are unsaid make you the crazed asshole nonetheless?
So she's already a crazed asshole just by thinking these things.
Right. It's just interesting to be like, if I say this thing that I'm feeling, I'll be a crazed asshole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like that's, it's almost, it's like on the cusp of being self-aware.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah. If you think crazed asshole thoughts but never say them, mm-hmm. is that just what being a normal person is?
I think so.
Do normal people not even have crazed asshole thoughts?
No, they must have crazed asshole thoughts. Everyone has to have crazed asshole thoughts.
So normal people are just the ones that filter their crazed asshole thoughts better. Right.
So what's, I guess you're normal, being normal. You could take the cat away every time the kissing gets too wet. You know?
Gosh,
it's like it's getting a little wet. It's like, oh, I want to hold the cat.
Oh, that's good.
Good, good.
There,
you like being
you
hugged,
see her,
don't you?
Kissing. There are a lot of cats. Nah, nah. Go on and kiss the cat.
Yeah. You could hold a mirror to the situation by you kissing the cat so
interesting.
Much. And then the roommate is like, geez, do I look like that when I make out with the cat? And
unless she wants a fucking triple kiss, the roommate gets turned on by the idea. Well, seeing you kiss the cat makes me want to get in there.
Under the sea.
Under the cat. Darling, it's cat. Down where it's cat. Let the cat be kissed by the roommate is the sentiment. The cat needs love. You don't want to give them the love. You clearly don't like the cat. You probably don't like your roommate.
No, I think it's the cat. You maybe like the cat. You don't like the roommate. That's really the issue.
Move out of the Indiana city limits. Is Kokomo. State. And get out of there. I got a 950 on my SATs, so it doesn't matter. Wherever you are, get out. Get out. Find a closet. You and the cat. Take your, you know, have your own separate sides. Put that thing in the corner. And just stare at each other if you don't fucking, you don't want to love it. Just.
Do you love the cat?
Raise
your cat?
It sans kitties.
Favorite thing?
Sans kisses. Do I have a favorite cat?
No, is your cat your favorite? Do you love the cat the most? Are you like a huge fan of the cat? Or are you like.
I'm a fan of the cat, but it's just, it likes doing its own thing. Most cats do. They don't need much of anything. Like feed it. You know what
They're
I mean?
They're not dogs in that way.
They're not dogs in that way. Dogs need. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Cats are like, I'm good. Leave me for, I don't know, we leave our cat 10, 12, 15 days.
Sometimes
straight.
Way too long.
No feeder or anything because they're basically independent.
And then what happens after 15 days? You get back
I
and see the
cat.
I
dare you to cancel me. no, we get back
I've
and it
starved
just,
a cat.
That's the thing. That's a great thing. It wants to be loved. It wants to be
needed.
It's like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I see. <It's>
you know what I mean? And it's just like.
What was that last one?
That was, that was just the. The old anxiety hairball coming out when it knows you're back, you know? Because they're smart. They will. When we do go away for a few days, we do have a cat sitter, guys. Relax.
Nice.
I'm not that abusive. But they will ration their food.
Interesting.
When you leave. So if you don't give it love, it will probably ration, you know, when you do give it a little head pat, you know, or store that up. Like a little camel hump of love. Anyway, scrubs, get your head checked.
Yeah, get your head checked. All right, let's take a break. Come back, answer some more questions after these cats.
Hey,
corked.
Now.
8:16.
Corked.
8:23.
Check out Corked.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Josh, yeah. Do you have any?
Oh, it's a lesson in the fight. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
Do I look like Jack Black when I do this? Well, I've changed. No, my body's changed. Check out Goosebumps only on Redbox. No, I am straight to Blockbuster exclusive. No, I do I have unsolicited advice? Yeah, the world's heating up. The world's heating up. Okay,
I've read that. That's so funny.
Europe was at least 46 degrees Celsius.
No, centigrade.
Centigrade. Uh-oh. My pint boiled.
Yeah.
My pint boiled over.
They actually aren't equipped to handle that level of heat.
And they can't. Yeah. It's really sort of scary. Especially, yeah. You know, for those of us who have cats, help. one thing I've done that I recommend for anyone who's got a vehicle, get a sunshade for your windshield.
Interesting.
I love this thing. Barely fits. Got it on Amazon. Didn't measure, my windshield to the thing I bought, but I just shove it up into the window.
Yep.
Wow.
It refracts the heat.
Wow.
I don't boil my ass that bad.
Yeah.
When I sit down.
It's really, you know, I got a sunshade as well last summer. I always forget to put it in when I leave my car.
Correct.
It's just sitting there.
Yeah.
And I come back, I'm like, fuck. And the car is so hot and it's just sitting there.
My parents used to have that, it's almost like an accordion cardboard version.
Could do.
I haven't seen it in 20 years.
Yeah. You can get ones that fold up like a little
photo. Yeah, the technology.
Photo.
That's what I have changed.
A little Batman cape. Little technology's changed.
How do you remember to put it out?
Well, I'm just an anal little half Jew. You know, I just reach behind the passenger seat because
so
I'm
you got one right around. Now.
Excuse me. And I'll reach in. I was telling you about where my sunshade is.
Yeah.
And I know.
Yeah.
So I'm the king
of
my
car.
Right
now
excuse me. So I drive in the front seat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course you drive.
Simply,
in the front
I'm right handed. When I park,
detail.
Excuse me. So I'll reach my right hand behind the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Correct.
And it's there right now, is
excuse
it?
Me. And I'll pull it out.
Yes. Okay. I know that. Right.
Spray it out, put it in the windshield. So I always know it's there. I just don't forget. I'm just not forgetful.
Is it there right
now? A couple potheads.
I wonder if it's there right now.
Not right now. No, it's only 81. It's only 81. I actually forgot.
I forgot it in the back.
You guys are adults. Probably have the garage.
Your car is wrapped around a tree outside, sir.
Yeah. Whoops. Yeah, my hand got. It's a little worse than Jake's, but since the accident, I thought.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to be late.
Wow, that's a really solid tip because it's a thing people can purchase right now on Amazon.
Correct.
Probably for like what, $10.
And here's the thing too, a little follow up, little add me on. Okay, you got a credit card with points. You select alt pay method. Okay. Oh, okay. Excuse me. On Amazon. And it will say how many points you have to apply to your purchase. So often when I get toilet paper, a sunshade, a solar panel for my Ring camera, so that I don't have to charge it. Yes, that was a weird breath in. Get used to it. I'm on my deathbed. And I just want to tell you, you can use your credit card points and like get stuff for free.
Oh, that's interesting. An incredible that. Tip. I did not know that at all. Wow.
Credit card points to get anything for free?
It depends on the credit card, I suppose. I only apply it on Amazon, sometimes for an airline or what have you. But look for where it says when you're checking out,
yeah.
Alternate payment method.
Yep. Because everyone's going to die and those points are going to go unused.
That's my point.
That's the credit card company's gambit.
You bunch of corpses.
Do you know that? Right? That's what their fucking gambit is.
You bunch of corpses.
They give you the points.
You bunch of
to get free stuff and you save them.
Corpses?
You hoard them. And then you're dead. And you don't use them.
And you know where
and
those
they
points
get them
go?
Back.
They get them back.
They get them back.
They get them back. The banks get them back.
They don't get them back.
What?
You just didn't use them. They don't. It's not like a finite resource that they receive them back.
You don't
they,
think so?
No.
So you've spent all that. I guess so. It just depletes.
Yeah,
it's not a valuable thing.
Just,
like yeah, Bitcoin, really, just deletes, right?
Just down, down, down.
Down, down, down.
Like a fart in the wind, eh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Sunscreen for your car. That's really good.
Doge.
Remember clubs for the
clubs.
For the
oh.
steering wheel?
For the steering wheel.
That's like the things that I think about when my parents' car, when I was little. There was a club and then a sun protector.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I guess they don't have clubs anymore, right?
But they do.
Yeah. Jill's dad used a club on the car until like 3 or 4 years ago.
Wow.
Then they finally got a new car, and the club went with that. Maybe the club didn't fit on the new car.
Maybe like the technology is like built into the steering wheel now.
Well, yeah, the steering. Right. No, I don't.
Can lock.
Yeah, I think there's just better locking mechanisms. Right on. I don't know. And also, cars are all like tracking. It's a lot harder to steal a car, I'd imagine.
Yeah, they all have like tracking devices.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
You steal a car, they know where you are.
Right.
You steal a car. Know where you are. Court. Check it out. 816 or 823.
That's really good.
You understand?
All right, here's a question about somebody that doesn't want to go to law school. So what would we call this non-lawyer guy's name?
Oh, what do we call him? Oh, Pimp Bradley. Pimp Bradley and Scrubs Footson are two advice askers.
I'm a 24-year-old guy from Colorado who graduated from college last year.
Whatever,
I deferred my admission to an out-of-state law school for a year because of COVID. During the past few months, I've had some serious doubts about even going to law school at all and what I actually wanted to do with my life. I don't want to go out of state. I don't want to go to this out-of-state law school, but I don't know how to tell my parents that I won't be going and instead I'm moving to an apartment with one of my close friends and pursuing a career in the sports entertainment field. I know I should have a formal plan when I tell my parents, you know, like an actual job. Currently, I'm an ice cream scooper at the moment, but I don't have anything lined up after applying to jobs for over a year. I really think going to law school right now is something I don't want to do. I'd like to start making my decisions for myself and doing things that I want to do. Any help with how to tell my parents my plan since I was a sophomore in high school? Since this was my plan since I was a sophomore in high school and it's no longer happening, this would be greatly appreciated. Love you both. Pimp Bradley.
PB.
Well, he loves you both. You answer. He didn't say I love
I
you too, Josh.
I think he has to go to law school.
Really?
Yeah. For the dad / culture. So he'll go to school out of state and learn.
It's only,
it can't be that hard,
It's only 4 years.
Yeah.
It's only 4 years.
You have to take the bar and then you become a lawyer.
Right. And then it would only, after just 4 years, then you're a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And then it's just a lifetime and career of doing something you don't want to do. It's
moving
not like
up,
it's
but then you can charge
climbing
more
climbing the
get
ladder,
more cash.
Yeah.
And then on your deathbed, you could do the ice cream scooper thing. Is that what he wanted
Sports
to do?
Sports entertainment or whatever.
Whatever,
yeah.
Either way,
he
he's a lawyer.
He didn't say he loved me. He can do whatever he wants.
Do you have any friends that became lawyers? Like, none of my friends did that.
I don't think anyone became a lawyer. No, I feel like everyone who became a lawyer ended up being like a writer or like started a flower shop.
Right,
like,
they ended up not being
hard.
A lawyer.
Yeah. I don't know one person who was... Who literally did, they did law school, studied for the bar, like killed themselves for the bar, like studied for just 369 days straight, passed, and then was just like, I'm going to start my own, but I'm just going to, you know, do get into stationery.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Girl, did you just want a challenge? I got a 950 on my SAT.
You keep saying that.
I know. You know how hard you know how hard it was to do SAT prep.
Is that one was out of 2400 or out of 1600?
Oh no, out of 16.
All right, good.
And
320 math. 320. 630 verbal.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I don't know, English and numbers.
Yeah, I had a friend that just like studied for the LSATs over and over and over and then just became an LSAT tutor. Mm. So he didn't become a lawyer. He just taught people how to do well on the LSATs.
That's rough.
That's, yeah. I mean, I imagine that's kind of lucrative. Yeah.
That's like studying haunted houses and becoming a ghost. You know what I mean? It's just like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
You just pitched a new Ghostbusters movie in which the Ghostbusters become Slimer or some shit.
Because they know check it out, 823
or 816. Yeah, I can't imagine law school is that hard because like, there's what, like four basic laws and then they're like, all right, read the rules and then you'll get a contract.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, and then you finish the at the trust end of the bar. Me. At the end of the bar, they're just like, "Listen, it's just like really random shit."
Yeah,
like
yeah. It's the just, last, yeah. Literally, when you get to the end of the bar, it's just like, "What do you really want?" That's the question. Yeah. It's like, come "What do you?" It's the word. The question is, "Come on," like C apostrophe M O N.
Yeah,
comma. What do you really want to do? W H A D D A. Really want to do? Come on, what do you really want to do? And then it's just like you just write in your answer.
That's really cool. I want to be a lawyer, like John Grisham, like a writer that writes legal thrillers.
That could be an answer. Yeah. And that was you'd get it right on the bar.
That is interesting. Could I mean, literally contract stuff is like probably the worst part of being a creative. It's like you work really hard, you pitch stuff, and then sometimes lawyers like get involved, and then you're just like, oh my God.
It takes years.
It takes years. You know what a long form is?
Yeah.
You ever hear about that?
Yeah.
So you literally do a job, and then like, by the way, 2 years after you finish a job, we're ready to sign the long form.
They passed now. 4 years
that
ago.
That should be, yeah.
Like how do any of them have hair? how does any lawyer have hair?
I'd like to know how they have hair as well because they're negotiating stuff that won't happen.
If you know any lawyer that still has their hair, write to headgum.com/PepsiColaCorked816 UK.
That's also entertainment law. So I think that's there. It feels like in entertainment law, the whole point is to negotiate everything until it's a gray enough area that everyone can be right in case anything goes wrong. Right.
Oh, and the constant redefining. And by the way, affiliate, by that meaning circus performer, aka
we really want to hammer down the details if this goes seven seasons. Yeah. Who gets the rights to sell?
That's
kind
of like the contract law and stuff. But then there's other types of law out there.
Yeah, you know, like ambulance chasers. Like, oh, do you have mesothelioma?
Right. Yeah.
Which, by the way, isn't real. I looked it up. I thought I had it, but it's not a real disease.
What did you think it was and what did you end up having?
I had asthma. And I thought it was
mesothelioma.
Yeah, it's a type of herb.
You had an herb, mesothelioma. So I'm just gonna add a little dill, a little parsley to this halibut, a little top it off with a little mesothelioma.
Yeah. It's in drywall, but it's basically not a bacteria.
Oh,
I
should.
You can.
Okay.
And should. But if you have it, you have to call this fucking lawyer, and then he gets you money for it.
And that lawyer doesn't have any hair. I don't even know if he eats fish. He doesn't have any time. He's been reading long form for 25 years.
He's hairless and scareless. Like... So ultimately, you're 24 years old. You should probably do what you want. It's going to be a hard conversation to have with your parents.
Yeah. But the thing that – as somebody who has disappointed their parents deeply in the past, the nice thing about at least most parents, good ones, they love you unconditionally. So
they're sort of pot committed at this point.
This will be a hard conversation and maybe there'll be some initial disappointment, but not it doesn't hold a candle to the disappointment that you would have if you went to law school and did something you didn't want with your life and your parents ultimately want you to be happy. And the other thing I'll say is getting into a career in sports entertainment is that seems like a, you know, good job stability there. Sports are popular. So it's just about breaking in. One more point, actually. Excuse me.
I didn't say anything.
You go to law school, don't like it, become a lawyer, hate it so much that you really have to quit and chase your other dream of becoming a sports entertainment person or whatever. That's 5-6 years lost on that journey. So it's actually better to start on that, not getting a job when you're 24 than when you're 30. That's all.
Are your parents still disappointed in you or...?
They are, but for other reasons, not career-wise.
Copy that.
I'm bad to my family members.
Let's take another break.
Generous. I'm antagonistic.
Let's take another break.
Some sponsors.
And let's do Corked.
816
or 823.
Down by the river.
I've borrowed money and not returned it. We'll be right back from siblings. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. All right, we're back.
Oh, hey.
Let's try to answer another question, shall we?
Yes.
This is getting ridiculous.
Bro.
Absolutely insane. This is fucking nuts.
Okay.
I can't believe it.
You don't have a question, do you?
Not a question, but a thought experiment.
Starter.
Thought starter. Now, here we go. A guy recognized a coworker from when they were childhood friends. So what should we call this dude, Josh?
A guy, so the coworker. Are you looking for the coworker's name?
We're talking the guy who wrote this email saying, I recognize this guy, but I acted like I didn't.
Oh, Crank Friglet.
That is good.
Crank.
That's an all-time name.
Scrub, Pimp, and Clank.
The original three.
Frigate.
Mm-hmm. I'm a 21-year-old male. 21-year-old male who just started going to college. One of my friends from high school met a guy in one of his classes who he said was pretty cool, and he wanted to introduce him to our group. When I met him, it took me a few seconds to recognize his face, but I realized he was really good friends. He was my really good best friend from childhood. I stopped talking to him when I was in sixth grade. Our families were super close, and I think he still keeps in contact with my cousins or something. Their family even sends us Christmas cards, so we were pretty good friends. And it's an awesome coincidence to reunite with a long-lost friend under the pretense of meeting a stranger. But here's the problem. I pretended like I didn't even know him. I'm pretty shy and non-confrontational, so getting into a potentially emotional moment made me turn tall and act like a stranger. He even mentioned, "Oh, I think I know you." And I just said something like, "Oh, that's crazy," and carried on. We even got lunch afterward, and I treated him like a stranger the whole time. I've since realized that this was a mistake, and I want to reconnect with him, or at least acknowledge that this is a crazy coincidence. What should I do? Perhaps a passive message, like something on Instagram or something.
Nobody gives Crank Friglet the cold shoulder.
That's the message.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, mellow.
Okay.
This is a weird one where it's like a really small deal, but so bizarre of you to do that.
It's also weird, like, he's only 21 and he hasn't seen him since he was 12. It's not like he's 74.
It's been like 4 years. Yeah. Yeah. Like 4 years.
He was
like
your best friend at age 12 and you acted like you didn't know him at age 20?
And how mutated have we all gotten to not recognize one another? Weird. It's a two-way street. Like, wouldn't Crank Friglet recognized, you know, Mike Piggles or whatever, whoever wrote in or whatever?
Like, we're in our late 30s. If I saw my best friend from age 12, I'd like instantly be like, holy shit, how's it going?
Okay. When we were at our live show in New York a few years ago, it's like 2015, my mom brought one of my best friends from when I was, not sixth grade, but from when I was like 8.
As like a surprise? Who she is?
Like,
seeing?
I think she's dating him.
Wow. That
was her plus one. He was her side piece. But she was his main chick.
Cork.
So it was this crazy situation, 8-16 or 23. I don't know how or why. Maybe he was coming to the show. Anyway, I have no idea. But anyway, you were there. He came backstage. And I didn't recognize him at first until my mom said his name.
Interesting. So that there is a world where he...
Oh,
excuse you.
He's actually FaceTiming right
this
now.
This is insane. I have to pick up. I've never done this before,
okay.
Dad. It's finally me. So you didn't recognize him until she said something.
Like it was a weird, crazy moment where I was like, I know this guy. But that, and then my mom said his name. I was like, oh my God, you know?
Wow.
But I guess what I'm saying is it's just weird to avoid that. So you should make it right. You should come to him and be like, yo, that was crazy. I remembered how I know you.
Yeah.
And then, like, clear the air.
Yeah, mind-blown emoji it a little bit. Be yeah. Like, you know, because this is the effect. No one gives Crank Friglet the cold
the
shoulder.
Cold shoulder.
Yeah, it's funny. He's like, oh, my God, I remember you from 2013. It was only 9 years ago when we were the best friends in the world. You still hang out with my cousins.
Yeah.
We don't look that different. So it's obvious that we're friends.
Pre-vaccine. It's like, come on, guys.
You should find a Christmas card or something or a photo of you guys together when you were like tweens.
Yeah.
Send that to him and be like, I think I found out why you look familiar.
Little guacamole, yeah. Mind blown emoji.
There you go. But clear the air.
Clear the air. Bro. Come on. No one gives Clank Friglet
the cold shoulder.
Are you guys still friends with your 12th? Like, who's your best friend in sixth grade? Are you friends with him still?
Vidal Alexander. God bless him. No idea.
Really?
No
you idea don't know where,
him? No idea what he's doing. What he's up to. I'm not on Facebook.
Because you went different junior highs. Is that what happened? Elementary school friends?
He was in Potomac, Maryland. Vidal, if you're listening, reach out to me. It's just my name at Gmail. Truly all of you. It's E-N, R-E-V-E-N. And don't pretend you're Vidal Alexander. He was my best friend. We like made comic books together and stuff. But then I moved from Potomac, Maryland to Woodstock, New York. There goes our...
There it is. That's
our billboard. And that was just how we drifted.
And you just never saw him because it was like, you know, 1997. You couldn't email him even.
Yeah, 94 even. You
just like, you move as a kid.
You move as a kid.
You'll never see that child
again. It's like Stand By Me. There's a quote in the film which said, friends come in and out of your life like busboys in a restaurant.
Man, you know, that's crazy. And not anymore.
But I mean, you keep in touch with anyone you knew when you were
Jake follows a girl I kissed 8 years ago on Instagram, and he sends me updates every day. It's
that's
like the
every
opposite.
Day?
That's true. The opposite.
No, whenever she has a life event.
Meanwhile, you're losing best friends, Jake. Yeah. It's like, did you see what happened with...
I don't follow... Yeah. I follow like 200 Kate people Cod on album? Instagram, and she's one of them. It's but I mostly do... Yeah. I'm friends with, you know, the Rosenbergs and Carnell.
How long have you known the two of them? Since eight-ish?
Since seventh grade.
Oh, okay.
So, like, kind of late. And most of my other friends I've lost touch with or check in with every once in a while.
Fair.
I feel like all my best friends came to me from College Humor.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have childhood friends and then like post-college friends, but I didn't really make any new friends in college era.
Oldest friend is probably Sam Reich.
Wow.
Who I met at summer camp in like 2000 and 2000. Yeah.
Your life. You've known him for 20 years
plus.
Yeah,
that's crazy. About as long as he's been married. Fucking crazy. Still working. Still making weird noises. I'm going to be 40. You know what I mean? It's like, why am I, going around doing... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's good, man.
Yeah,
because
it's
stop.
Good. It's
never
like,
stop.
You can't stop making dinosaur pig noises.
Do the dolphin?
Yeah. And it's also like... check out Court, 816.
Hit me with a seagull?
the dolphin and the seagull is the same thing. Sometimes I have the frog and I kind of never know when it's going to get caught in my throat. Sometimes I'm just like, now I'm not important anymore. I'm not relevant. Everyone could do it now.
Teach me Jeff Bridges.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I can't really do it.
It's more like Frank
like
Oz
the
doing a Dark Crystal character.
Family Guy. I can only do like two things.
What do you do?
I can do the kid from Family Guy, like, what's wrong with me, Dad? Like that. Isn't that Seth Green?
That's good. And that's one. Is there a second?
Do I do another impression?
You do like a Neil Diamond
you can
John
do
Stewart or
Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, yeah.
Can't buy the bit to pay the kid you.
It's sort of a Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
I'm my piggy, wiggy, wiggy, wiggy.
Jake, you do anyone?
I do, I do Mark Wahlberg. Oh, yeah, Josh. And that's it.
Wow. I bet we could all do an Owen Wilson. Just, wow.
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 Yeah, great.
Wow.
I was actually watching, I was listening to a podcast where people were talking about Bottle Rocket, what a cool movie it was, and I just started watching it. It's really,
cool?
Yeah, a very young Owen and Luke Wilson.
Yeah.
And you can tell they're just so fucking, like, dynamic to watch.
He has a bottle, it's made a rock shooting air.
Yeah.
Was his nose broken, or is this pre-nose broken?
It was very broken, though, still. Okay. Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, freshly.
He broke it on
set. It just
set.
Happened, and I did it, too. I did it myself. And he said, Wes Anderson goes roll, and I said, 1 second. And I just went, yeah.
Just collapsed.
You know what I mean? I insist.
Is there anything else you wanted to promote? I don't know. You're working on so much stuff. It's hard for me to keep up.
Well, one thing I can talk about.
Oh.
Now that I'm on this genre, this unfunny genre podcast.
You're a horror. You're becoming a horror director.
Of a, they literally sent me this hat, this company, Super Yakky, which does really cool movie merch, sent me this directed by Sam Raimi hat the other day. I had to wear it because with my weed Crocs. just a little point. such a weird career. Directs horror movies, does seagull sounds, and I'm here.
Yeah, you went
but,
from
check
comedy
out
to horror.
Corks. What?
From comedy to horror.
From comedy to horror.
I guess
I'm always
sort
been a horror
similar.
Fan. There's a movie coming out in December where I play a very bad man.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, very, very bad. And we just premiered Tribeca Film Festival. It's going to play these other festivals internationally. It's called A Wounded Fawn.
Holy shit.
And it's basically like what would happen if like American Psycho went to the cabin from Evil Dead.
Wow.
And I get to play like the very like basically my version of Patrick Bateman. It was so fun, and he just gets his ass kicked the whole time.
Is he evil the whole time, or does he like turn?
Oh, he's super super evil, but you're basically watching an abuser get their ass kicked by like Greek goddesses for three. It's a wild movie.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. The director's Travis Stevens. He's an artist, but it was crazy because he was like, and he just offered it to me. He wrote me on Twitter and was like, I think you're crazy enough to do this thing. And I was like, impulse, which my wife to be hates, is just to turn everything down. Like, no, I don't even want to look at it. No, and I read it and I was like, oh, this is weird. This is good.
It was wow.
So, and it, yeah. And it's like, Plant is a bad dude. And
wow! Acting, not writing or directing, or anything.
Just acting. So it was also hard as a horror filmmaker to, you know, when I like wanted to help, just like try not to mansplain, like, ooh, that condor. This would be better as a Dutch angle from a low, just perspective. But I just had to go. Yeah, just try not to be, just to, you know, mansplain.
A backseat director.
Backseat Caucasian filmmaker.
Let's just try one more. Do you mind if I touch the camera
a
little bit?
I'm going to stop, and then I'm going to go again. Don't say anything. I'm going to go again. Sound ready. Sound ready.
Speeding and.
Speeding and. And the director's like... Can you imagine? Which is probably, it's just my nightmare is working with literally any actor male over 40 is there's going to be someone just going, I got it, bro. Or like if you're, my biggest fear is working in TV, like someone's just like, Dr. Nene would Nene say that like that. So I got
because
it.
The character has been around for 7 years.
All the actors who are on TV are just like, if anyone knows actor, the character, it would be me. And it's like the director, you're just like, I'm just prepared to just, you know.
That is weird that they bring in new directors for shows that have been around for 200
episodes.
That's
a great idea. Yeah. Bring a brand new camp counselor in after 2.5 years of you guys singing Kumbaya. And just like, could we maybe do a different song? We sing Kumbaya in a different way. Yeah. But yeah, Wounded Fawn, check it out. Coming to Shudder this December, I think.
And your other movie was on Shudder too, right?
My first movie,
I remember
Scare
signing
Me,
up for that service for one day to watch Scare Me.
Thank you. Bless you. Yeah, yeah. Doing a lot of stuff for Shudder. Produced another movie called Blood Relatives. It's kind of this pretty rad coming out.
Wow.
Shudder's.
Oh yeah.
Shudder's hooking it up.
Shudder's your bread and butter.
Shudder to bread and butter. Which means trying to just look into some alternate income just as because it's
you have
not
a lot of cavities.
It's cool.
You have a lot of cavities, I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Every time you laugh, I just see holes in your teeth.
Is there a section of the drugstore you could put I'm joking myself? Yeah. I've literally just inadvertently yeah, no, but subconsciously. End it now, you know, before I have to pay for this wedding.
It's coming up.
But yeah.
Good
fun.
Stuff. Good stuff. Great stuff, actually.
Spent my last $60 on these weed Crocs.
Yeah. Those look comfortable at the very least.
They are. Oh, they're absolutely just scraping up my toes. It's been a fun ride.
And again, more Josh on HeadGum. Of course. We don't know if it's 8:16 or 8:23. That's the sort of running joke here.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those 2 days.
Not sure who I played and why, but it was 10 years ago and... I apologize for the
prepubescent Josh
of my voice.
And Vidal Alexander is in it too, I think.
I hope so. Vidal, I hope you're cool with us dropping a name 9 times, but Vidal Alexander was my BFF from Potomac, Maryland. If you're listening to this, this next song is for you.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without Vidal. Sweet, and thank you guys for watching. If you have more questions or theme songs, send them all down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. If you guys are watching this show... On our YouTube channel, you can watch this entire darn thing. Every episode is now viewable as a video as well as audio.
Correct.
And there's more of us on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Ja.
Thank you again, Josh.
So they're using my image to monetize. No one told me.
We'll write you a pretty hefty check.
Yeah. They don't.
And we validate.
And if you end up getting COVID today, we'll... pay you double.
Amir insisted I pay for parking.
Sunglasses into your eyes. Sweet. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Later.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.